You're listening to Radio Maria, a Christian voice in your home. We now bring you the School of Mary, a kindergarten of the divine will, a practical and fun approach to understanding, developing, and applying the truths contained in the gift of living in the divine will.
Thank you, Larry and Claire from Radio Maria. I want to thank God above all for this opportunity. Welcome to the School of Mary, a kindergarten of the divine will. I'm Peter DePalma, and I'm joined by Mother Gabriel Maria and the Benedictine Daughters of Divine Will that come to us live via live stream from Italy. So we are indeed so blessed, grateful to have awakened today, and truly blessed to be alive at this time. So we're going to begin, as we always do, with prayer and in prayer, and we're going to be using a supplication today found in the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom, day 31. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My dear Heavenly Mother, I am back in your maternal arms. And as I look at you, a sweet smile appears on your purest lips. Today you are rejoicing, and it seems as if you wish to confide something yet more surprising to me, your child. Oh, Holy Mother, I entreat you to touch my mind and purify my heart with your maternal hands so that I may understand your holy lessons and put them into practice. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're in the month of May, the month of Our Lady. Well, actually, every month is the month of Our Lady, but specifically May. And remembering Our Lady, now we've got the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom, which began on May 1st. If you don't have a copy of that, you can go to our website, queenofthedivinewill.org, and you can find it there and print it out. Everything's free there. I'd like to start off, Mother, with Pope Francis back in, I think this was 2020, October 26th. He said, quote, "The church needs to rediscover Mary's maternal heart, which beats for unity. But our earth also needs to rediscover it, to return to being the home of all her children," end quote. And he went on to say, Pope Francis, and I'm going to read this and I'm going to turn everything over to Italy. Pope Francis said, quote, "To go to Mary's school is to go to the school of faith and life. Mary, teacher, because disciple, teaches us well the basics, the ABCs of human and Christian life," end quote. Vatican City, October 26, 2020. So true. And I've mentioned many times on air, I've got a special devotion to our Blessed Lady. In fact, I probably would not be alive today, both physically as well as spiritually, if it weren't for her. So her intercession and her assistance in my life. Mother, sisters, it's so great to be together again.
It's nice to be here with you too, and all of you. And this is a great, great month, the month of May, to celebrate Our Lady, to pray to Our Lady, to ask her for her intercession. And I encourage everybody to read the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom of Divine Will this month. There's a meditation for every day of the month in May. It really brings you closer to Our Lady. It really increases your devotion to her and makes you realize how much she loves us and how much she wants to take us by the hand and help us to live totally in His divine will. I was just reading here. It was May 6, 1930, in the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom of the Divine Will. "If you knew my anxiety," Our Lady says, "my ardent sighs, and also the tears I shed for my children, if you knew how I burn with desire that you listen to my lessons, all of heaven, and learn to live from the divine will. In this book you will see wonders. You will find a mama who loves you so much as to sacrifice her own beloved son for you in order to allow you to live of that very life from which she lived on earth. Do not give me this sorrow. Do not reject me. Accept this gift of heaven. I am bringing you. Welcome my visit and my lessons. Know that I will go all over the world. I will go to each individual, to all families, to religious communities, to every nation, to all peoples. And if needed, I will go about the entire centuries until as queen, I have formed my people as mother, my children. My children who may know the divine will and let it reign everywhere. Here is the purpose of this book. Those who will welcome it and love with love, will be the first fortunate children to belong to the kingdom of the divine fiat. And with gold characters, I will write their names in my maternal heart. She says, do you see my children? That same infinite love of God who wanted to use me in the redemption to make the eternal word descend upon earth calls me into the field once again, entrusting to me the difficult task, the sublime mandate to form the children of the kingdom of his divine will on earth. So she is forming us. She is forming us, and we can help her to form us by reading all of these messages throughout the month of May. I think if you don't have them, if you go to the volumes, we have them. You can email us. We'll send you that book. But
Actually, if you go to our website, which is benedictinesofdivinewill.org, go to the family tree page and just scroll down to Louisa. There's a ton of Divine Will resources there, including Our Lady's book. So you can download it right there.
Yeah, you can read it on you can download it on a Kindle app if you want, if you have a phone, or print it out if you want to. Or you can also get it from Block Printing, I think in Bridgeville, Pennsylvania. Therefore, with maternal care, I put myself to work, preparing for you the way which will lead you to this happy kingdom. For this purpose, I will give you sublime and celestial lessons. And finally, I will teach you special and new prayers through which you will bind the heavens, the sun, the creation, my own life, and that of my son, and all the acts of the saints, so that in your name they may beseech the adorable kingdom of the divine volition. These prayers are the most powerful because they bind the divine work itself. Through them, God will feel disarmed and won over by the creature. Confident of this help, you will hasten the coming of his most happy kingdom. And with me, you will obtain that the divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven, according to the desire of the divine master. Courage, my child, make me content, and I will bless you. So Our Lady, the divine will comes to us actually through Our Lady. We get the grace. All graces come through Our Lady. She's the mediatrix and redemptrix, mediatrix of all graces and co-redemptrix. So we know that, so we can ask her, and our Lord cannot say no to his mother. So if you want to truly live in the divine will, you know, ask her to take you by the hand and lead you. She says, I think, at the beginning of this whole lesson, that every day, three times a day, she would like us to say that I won't, what is the prayer? My mother, I love you, love me too, and give me a sip of the will of God for my soul. Give me your blessing always that I may do
all my actions under your maternal gaze.
So do that, say that every three times a day. We say it in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night. That's why I can't remember. I don't know why I can't remember it right now, because I'm talking to people right now, lots of people out there. So you forget what you want to say. But anyway,
anyway, you might just be talking to Peter.
Maybe just Peter and I and the extra. No. I'm going to say the San Marino sisters are there too, you know. So yeah, I encourage you every day to read these little meditations every day of the month of May, and you will find that you will really honor Our Lady in a special way during this month. So get the book if you don't have it. If you have the book, start reading it every day. I mean, we're on the fifth day right now, fourth day. You've missed a few days, but you can backtrack and read a little extra if you want to, get all the days. Start now, and you can have the rest of the month with Our Lady, living the rest of this month, all through the month of May, with Our Lady in a very special way. So I encourage you to do that. She's our mother. She loves us. She wants to draw us closer to her son, Jesus. She's with you. She's always with you. You don't see her. She's there with you. She's interceding for you. She's granting you graces. Ask for the graces. Don't be afraid to ask for graces. She will intercede. And God cannot say no to his mother because she lived totally in his divine will. He cannot say no to anyone who lived totally in his divine will. I'm sure he couldn't say no to Louisa. He couldn't. In the books, it proves that. He stayed away from her when he wanted to chastise the people, because he knew that if she asked him not to, he would have to do what she said. He couldn't say no to Louisa because she lived totally in his divine will. So I encourage you again to read this and to just really honor Our Lady. Honor Our Lady too through praying the rosaries. Our Lady of Medjugorje asked for the 15-decade rosary every day. The people in the villages, they say it in Medjugorje every night. They say the 15-decade rosary. They say two rosaries before the Mass and another rosary after the Mass. So do that. And, you know, the rosary is a great weapon. It's a great weapon, and it will get rid of evil. If we pray the rosary, you know, the many miracles when people got together and prayed the rosary, how many miraculous things happen. And with the world the way it is now, if we people, everyone prayed the rosary, every Catholic prayed the rosary and prayed it faithfully and prayed it with love and prayed it from the heart, we would see a whole big difference throughout the world. I think we would see demons fleeing from the world because they hate the rosary.
Right. Now, you know, Mother, it's true. You know, God's permissible will has allowed things to get to such a level that, you know, if we just want to be intellectually honest with each other, we have to recognize that we are beyond human intervention. This is way past that. We must receive divine intervention to be able to reconcile and to rebirth everything. And that's really what Jesus says. And, you know, if Mother's not convincing enough, our Blessed Lord says exactly what you articulated. He says it. I don't have the volume number, but I have the date. You'll be able to find the volume. Sorry about that. May 1st, 1925. This is our Blessed Lord speaking. Quote, "In addition to me, there is my celestial mama, who received the unique mission as the mother of God and the office of co-redemptrix of mankind. For her mission of divine maternity, she was enriched with so much grace that all other creatures combined, both celestial and terrestrial, would never be able to equal her." End quote. I mean, I can go on and on and on. So to understand the magnitude, of, you know, it's like understanding God. We're constantly going to be given a new breath of freedom when we recognize Our Lady and how much she's petitioning for us. And you mentioned also early on, you were talking about how Our Lady, everything she did was to bring her son to us. And St. Louis de Montfort, whose feast day was just on the 28th, he coined a great quote. He says, "Our Lady brought Our Lord into the world. Now Our Lady will bring Our Lord to the world." And that's what she's doing through the gift of living the divine will. And last but not least, the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom, in its Italian translation, does carry the Church's seal of approval, the imprimatur, and the Nihil Obstat, and the other languages, the translations, are in the works. So just for an FYI, Mother Sisters.
Okay, we're going to go a little backwards, because Mother and I both chose the maternal appeal to read, and I guilted Mother into not reading the part that I chose to read. No, she very graciously said, okay, I just won't read your part. So I'm going to read from the first half of the maternal appeal, which the maternal appeal, I don't know, has a special place in my heart because it was one of the first things I ever read in the Divine Will. And it was integral in my vocation and feeling called to this community. It was when I first read it, it was like Our Lady confirming in my heart my vocation. Okay, so the maternal appeal, I'm going to read the first half. Our Lady says, "Dearest child, I feel the irresistible need to descend from heaven to make you my maternal visits. If you assure me of your filial love and faithfulness, I will remain always with you in your soul to be your teacher, model, example, and most tender mother. I come to invite you to enter into the kingdom of your mama, that is, the kingdom of the divine will, and I knock at the door of your heart that you may open it to me. You know, with my own hands, I bring you this book as gift. I offer it to you with maternal care, so that in your turn, in reading it, you may learn to live of heaven and no longer of earth. This book is of gold, my child. It will form your spiritual fortune, your happiness, also terrestrial. In it, you will find the fount of all goods. If you are weak, you will acquire strength. If you are tempted, you will achieve victory. If you have fallen into sin, you will find the pitying and powerful hand that will lift you up again. If you feel afflicted, you will find comfort. If cold, the sure means to get warm. If hungry, you will enjoy the delicious food of the divine will. With it, you will lack nothing. You will no longer be alone because your mama will keep you sweet company. And with her every maternal care, she will take on the commitment of making you happy. I, the celestial empress, will take care of all your needs, provided that you consent to live united with me." I mean, reading that, who doesn't want to read the rest of this book? It's just, It's awesome. When I was reading this, you know, again, and I've read this many times, but it's always new whenever you read it. The first thing that struck me was that, you know, Our Lady knocks at the door of our heart. Not that long ago, I was meditating on, I think it's Revelation 3:20, the passage where Jesus says, I'm the one who stands at the door knocking. He who opens to me, I will come in and eat with him. When I was praying with that not that long ago, the image that came to my mind, and I very much feel it was the Holy Spirit, was me telling Jesus, okay, 1 minute, and not opening the door and trying to get my house in order before I open the door to him for him to come in.
Like he doesn't know how messy it is already, right?
Yeah, right, right. And what Jesus, so, you know, with his sense of humor and so gently told me, it's like, I want to come into the mess. That's why I'm here. You know, right. Open up to me right away. So I felt like Our Lady was telling me the same thing when I was reading this again, you know, especially when she's saying this book, you know, contains, you know, spiritual fortune. If you're tempted, you achieve victory. If you've fallen into sin, you'll receive the strength to get up again. And that's Our Lady, you know, that is who is always together with her son, that in whatever mess we find ourselves in, whether interiorly or exteriorly, she doesn't want us to wait to call upon her. She wants us to open the door to her right away. And just another thing that I thought of when I was reading this, you know, Jesus says quite often in the volumes, be faithful and attentive, be faithful and attentive. And I think that's what we have to do as we journey in the divine will. The minute we say we want to give up our will, we don't want to live of it anymore. We want to live only of the divine will. Jesus was saying the other day in something I was reading, he plants the seed, but it doesn't mean like we're automatically totally dead to our will. At least that hasn't been the path that I'm on. You know, I still, you know, my will still pops up. There are moments I lose my peace, you know, things that disturb me, but we don't have to be worried about those moments. Those are the exact moments where Our Lady wants us to call upon her and invite her in. And she along with her son is going to take care of the purifying, you know, giving us the lights that we need to see those areas that have to change. She's going to give us the strength. So we just have to have, I think, just that kind of awareness, you know, kind of what's going on in our mind and our heart, not leaving ourselves, you know, just kind of victim to the temptations of the devil and to our own weaknesses. We don't have to do that. You know, we have the celestial queen. We have the king, Jesus, the king of the divine will, ready, always waiting to help us and knocking at our door if we just have the courage to open up and let them into our mess. And the beautiful thing is, what they do is not only do they fix that mess little by little, but they love us in that mess and they draw us closer to them. And in all those moments, not only are we healed and we're purified, but our relationship with Jesus and our Blessed Mother deepens. And on our part, what's our part? You know, like Mother was saying, we have to read the writings, we have to read the knowledges, we have to understand what our Lord and our Lady are doing. We have to try to put them into practice so that when, you know, we feel Jesus and our Blessed Mother knocking at the door and they come into our mess, we have to be ready to respond to what they ask. And then also, like Our Lady says at the very end, we have to live united with her, because I mean, that's what it's all about, staying close to her, staying close to her son, trusting them and allowing, you know, them to do their thing to make us happy.
Right. You know, every time I hear victim, you know, and we try to victimize ourselves sometimes, what we think about it, and we're really not victims at all. I think of the Three Stooges, I'm a victim of circumstance. And that's what we think about. You know, also, we've got, really quickly, Article 507 of our Catholic Catechism, again, to talk about our Blessed Mother, this is what it states, just an excerpt of it, quote, at once Virgin and Mother, Mary is the symbol and the most perfect realization of the Church, end quote. So how could we not want to emulate the, quote, perfect realization of the Church? We would, and we could. Hello, Sister Giuseppe.
Hello. So, yes, Our Lady is a great example and model of how to live in the kingdom of the divine will. And it's so important to hold her hand like a little child and ask her to intercede for us. And also, from Volume 16 I read today, I don't remember exactly which passage it was, but Jesus was saying, like, the title which, like, the... like basically the title that like most honors Our Lady, or the greatest title for Our Lady, or something along those lines. is Our Lady, Queen and Mother of the Divine Will. It's actually Our Lady, Mother and Queen of the Divine Will. And she is the Mother and Queen of the Divine Will. So as it was said earlier, it's really important to read the Virgin Mary book, at least during the month of May. And even reading it every day would really help you to just get closer to Our Lady. And I don't remember exactly which saint said this, but there's a quote that's like, if you already have like a devotion to Our Lady, then that means that you're like predestined to heaven or something like that. So it's really important because Our Lady is the mediatrix and co-regentrix of all graces, and she wants to lead all of her children to Jesus, her son. So today I'd like to read a little bit from day 18 of the Virgin Mary book, The Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will in the House of Nazareth. Heaven and earth are about to exchange the kiss of peace. The divine hour is near. So Mother Mary tells us, now, my child, listen to me and understand well what it means to live of divine will. By living from it, I formed the heavens and its divine kingdom within my soul. Had I not formed this kingdom in me, the word could never have descended from heaven to earth. If he did descend, it was because he descended into his own kingdom, which the divine will had formed in me. He found in me his heaven, his divine joys. Nor would the word ever have descended into a foreign kingdom. Oh, no, no. First he wanted to form his kingdom in me and then descend as conqueror into it. So when we live more in the divine will by doing more acts and rounds throughout the day, doing everything with Jesus, we're forming more heavens and we're forming this divine kingdom within us. And the more acts and rounds we do in the divine will, that's like the more stars that we're studying our soul with. And Jesus said in one of the passages to Louisa to make sure that the stars in the heaven of our soul aren't less than the stars in the sky. And just to do, and also another thing is just Our Lady's humility. I remember reading in Maria Volterra, when Our Lady heard the prophecy that she would be that the Messiah would come, she didn't think that she was the chosen mother at first. She even said, I would at least love to be the servant of the Mother of God. But then, and that's a great example of Our Lady's humility. And with her humility, she crushed the head of Satan. So with her, we can also crush the head of Satan in our lives to live in the divine will. Thank you.
Thank you, sister. Yeah, sister, also Jesus says it takes confidence to have humility. When I first read that, wait a minute, it sounds like a paradox. It takes confidence to breed and to be humble. Well, you're listening to Radio Maria, a Christian voice in your home. I want to lead into the break with just a quick quote, and I'll explain why I'm quoting this. This comes from Volume 4, October 29th, 1900. Jesus states, quote, "The most essential and necessary thing in a soul is charity. If there is no charity, it happens as to those families or kingdoms which have no rulers. Everything is upset. The most beautiful things remain obscured. One can see no harmony. Some want to do one thing, some another. The same happens in the soul in which charity does not reign. Everything is in disorder." End quote. So giving an opportunity for everyone now to invoke and to exercise that charity. Radio Maria is self-supported, listener support, I should say. There are no advertisements, not anyone selling you anything that you don't need. But it does take money to put on a production such as this and many of the other great ones that the Radio Maria has 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you could, please go to radiomaria.us or simply call 888-408-0201. That's radiomaria.us or 888-408-0201. And we're going to make that same pledge to anyone making a donation today. We're going to send you a relic prayer card of Luisa Picaretta, which includes a piece of her clothing. And because we're in the month of May, we're also going to include a nice little 4x6 picture of our Blessed Mother. I think one that you've never seen. It's basically an Eastern Rite icon of her. It's beautiful. And we will get that out to you ASAP. You know, Jesus tells Louisa and tells us it's taken 6,000 years, but we finally arrived. We're finally going back to that other side. Finally.
Listening to Radio Maria, a Christian voice in your home. We now return to our program, The School of Mary, a kindergarten of the divine will.
And thank you, Claire, from Radio Maria. Welcome back, everyone, to the School of Mary. You know, one thing I forgot to mention with respect to charity, Jesus tells us, quote, charity unites the heart, end quote. And there's nothing more than we would like to have our hearts united. Again, radiomaria.us or 888-408-0201. Mother, sisters, you know, one thing also that I actually have forgotten about, but, you know, back in 2018, Pope Francis had a decree. He decreed that the memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church, should be inscribed in the Roman calendar on the Monday after Pentecost. So that comes up, if my calendar is correct, comes up on May 29th of this year on a Monday. So again, another feast, another remembrance of our Blessed Lady and the job that's been entrusted to her. And why are we getting this? Because her son wants her to be known, wants her to be listened to, wants her to be the teacher and the caller, the crier of each one of us. And I think she's doing that each and every day in each and every one of us. Mother, sisters?
Yeah, she's a wonderful mother, and the mother who's the church but us. She's a mother of the church. She's our mother. And she wants us to realize that, and go to her as a loving, kind mother, and to not be afraid to ask. Ask for the graces she wants to give you, but you need to ask. You know, ask and you shall receive. And God promises to always listen to his mother. He will never not listen to her. So go to her, take her by the hand. She brought our son into the world for us, and now she's going to bring us to her son.
Hi, today I'd like to read passages from day 30. It talks about how our Lady's role as the teacher of the apostles, the dwelling, the center of the rising church, and the ship of refuge. I mean, Jesus gave us the greatest gift, his beloved mother as our mother, and he didn't leave us motherless. So while I was reading the Virgin Mary book, I'm so touched, you know, by the motherly love of Our Lady, our Heavenly Lady. So this is passage. Now you must know that as my son departed for heaven, I remained together with the apostles in the cenacle, waiting for the Holy Spirit. They were all around me, clinging to me, and we prayed together. They did nothing without my advice. And when I began to speak to instruct them and to narrate some anecdotes about my son that they did not know, as for example, the details of his birth, his baby tears, his loving traits, the incidents which happened in Egypt, and the so many wonders of the hidden life in Nazareth. Oh, how attentive they were in listening to me, and how enraptured they were in hearing of the so many surprises, the so many teachings that he gave me, which were to serve for them. Since my son had said little or nothing about himself to the apostles, reserving for me the task of letting them know how much he had loved them, and the details of which only his mother knew. So, my child, I was in the midst of my apostles more than the sun in the midst of the day. I was the anchor, the wheel, the ship in which they found refuge, to be safe and shelter from every danger. Therefore, I can say that I deliver the nascent church upon my maternal knees, and that my arms were the sheep in which I led her to a safe shore, and I still do. My dearest child, you must know that I still continue my magisterium in the church. There is nothing which does not descend from me. I can say that I pour myself out for love of my children, and that I nourish them with my maternal milk. Now, during these times, I want to display an even more special love for making known how my whole life was formed in the kingdom of the divine will. I beg you, make your mama content. Come to live in this kingdom so holy. Our Lady is truly the treasure of all graces. And Jesus gave, entrusted this important task to Our Lady to form the disciples, the apostles. And the same way Our Lady is teaching us, she's forming us to live in the divine will. As Our Lady taught, you know, told them the stories about Jesus, all these details that a mother would know, she's teaching us, she's telling us these stories in this Virgin Mary, in the kingdom of divine will. as you read it, you know other like details of his birth and childhood, of Jesus, where that's where nowhere you could read. And her role, you know, is continuous still to in today. And she prays with us as she prayed with the disciples and waiting for the Holy Spirit. Even until now, Our Lady is praying with us. So I recommend to pray the rosary every day, especially in this month of May. And also the Flame of Love by Elizabeth Kindleman from Hungary. She really teaches about the divine love, the burning love that she has, and she wants to give it to the children. And it not only blinds to Satan, but it also transmits that burning love to one another. And I think it's really helping us to transform us. And also, you know, when we are, this is what Our Lady wants to teach us, that we can, that we be reigned by the will of God, you know, because the nature of the divine will is the peace, light, happiness, and love. And she wants us to be happy. That's all she wants. So when we truly unite our will to the will of God, we can become the likeness of God, that the true original purpose of our creation. So when we unite our acts to the acts of the divine will, then it becomes the divine acts. But for this, it requires the true, like, complete trust. We gotta know how much God loves us, because without true trust, we cannot reach that height to live in the divine will. And the lack of trust, it hinders us to unite the union between the creature and creator. So we gotta trust in our ladies, in our heavenly mothers, you know, burning love for us. And we should also pray to the Lord, to the Holy Spirit, to descend upon us, that he can burn away that everything that does not belong to the divine will, so that as the Holy Spirit transform the disciples to be courageous and brave, and the Holy Spirit also gave them new science and invincible strength and ardent love. So let us pray with Our Lady together, as the disciples did in the cenacle, and I'm sure that Our Lady will give us the same grace. And one thing I just remember, that in the Flame of Love, she said for three Hail Marys, she said she will save one soul from the purgatory. But as I read in the middle of book, she said, because she was so touched by her devotions, by her sacrifice and prayer, she said, for three Hail Marys, she said she will save 10 souls from the purgatory. And in the month of November, she said for one Hail Mary, she will save one soul from the purgatory. So let us trust in our Lady's love and pray with her, and also with the Flame of Love. And I'm sure in the divine will, we can save even more many souls. Thank you.
Yeah, actually, the divine will takes it to a whole different level. Now, concomitantly, at the same time, we can effectuate that positive change. Well, not us. But we can move God to do that on behalf of all. So it's incredible how God just keeps sort of upping the ante. Last but not least, you mentioned about her love, Our Lady's love. She called it a martyrdom of love, and she also meant, she says, I felt ill with love. And how could you be ill with love? And it's sort of the language of heaven. It's a metaphoric phrase. St. John of the Cross in the 11th stanza speaks of this illness of love, this sickening sickness of love, the love to a greater degree. Hello, Sister Elizabeth.
Hi, hello, Peter. Yeah, so today should be actually the fourth day of Virgin Mary in the Kingdom of the Divine Will, and it says today is the day of the tests. So everybody thought that, you know, she was she's the Immaculate Conception and she's full of grace and all, but she also had to pass the test, and the test was to give constantly in every instant to sacrifice her will to the will of God. And she is calling all of us to do the same. But well, I feel that she had it very hard, but we have it very easy because she did it all, you know, for us. I have here the passage where it says also about her Immaculate Conception. So it's from the volume 36, December 8, 1938. The Immaculate Conception and the New Birth of All. So Lisa is saying, then I arrived at the conception of my mother and queen. How many wonders! And my sweet Jesus continued, my blessed daughter, today is the feast of the Immaculate Conception. It is the most beautiful feast, the greatest one for us, for heaven and for earth. In the act of creating this celestial creature from nothing, we made such prodigies and wonders that the heavens and the earth remained completely filled. We called everyone. Nobody was put aside, so that all could be reborn together with her. It was the new birth of everyone and everything. Our divine being overflowed so much that in the act of her conception, we put at her disposal seas of love, of sanctity and light, with which she could love all, make saints of all, and give light to all. The celestial little one felt an innumerable population being reborn in her little heart. And what did our paternal goodness do? First, we donated her to ourselves, so that we could delight and court her, and she could delight and court us. Then we donated her to every creature. Oh, how much she loved us and loved all, with such intensity and fullness that there is no point in which her love does not arise. The whole creation, the sun, the wind, the sea, are filled with the love of this holy creature, because they too felt reborn with her to new glory. They even had the great glory of possessing their queen, to the extent that when she prays to us for the good of her people, with a love that we cannot resist, she says, adorable Majesty, remember that you offered me. I'm yours and I'm theirs too. So by right, you must grant what I ask. So this is a beautiful passage, how it explains how really, I mean, Our Lady can make saints of all of us. And also St. Louis de Montfort is saying that in his devotion to Our Lady, how really, I mean, yeah, now I remember there's if you have ever been to Lourdes, to the shrine of Our Lady in Lourdes, in the Basilica, there's a big fresco. It says, Par Maria a Jesus, through Mary to Jesus. And it's really like, I mean, as it says, without him, we can do we can do nothing. So we have to do everything with him, like really. And Our Lady is such a great help. Like, I mean, like we can ask Lady for in whatever need we have. And, because, yeah, she in her conception, like, she conceived also the new lives of each one of us in the divine will. And yes, and also here it says the important thing is to want the firmly to want the divine will, to desire it. In the same passage, it says, the soul that unites with my humanity in all her acts and pains, by wanting to find my will and make it her own, breaks the veil of my humanity, finding in my acts the fruit, the life, the prodigies that my humanity did within me, and receiving all that I did within me as her own life. My humanity will serve to help and guide her, showing her how to live within it. In this way, I will still be on earth, continuing to be the veil hiding what my will wants to do. But if creatures will look for me without my will, They will find only my veil, not the life of my will. They will not be able to produce the prodigies that it operated in the hiding place of my humanity. It is always my will that knows how to place inside the creature the greatest prodigies, the brightest suns, wonders never before seen, as if inside each of my humanities on earth. But alas, I search them and I cannot find them because no one in total firmness is looking for my will. So it is really about the desire, because Jesus and Mary did everything for us in the divine will. We really, in a way, we have it easy, you know. God is so merciful, and He knows that we cannot do we can do nothing without Him. And so, yes, actually, Our Lady is the gate of heaven, but she's also the eye of the needle. There's in a meaning that a priest once said, you know, like Jesus was saying in the gospel about the eye of a needle, like the camel going through the eye of a needle, like, you know. And it is actually the eye of a needle is a phrase. It is said, you know, how Jerusalem has the walls, and when the gates are closed already during the night, those that were late and couldn't enter were going like through little holes, you know, that go under the wall that were called the eye of a needle. And so really, Our Lady is the gate, you know. We can pass through the gate, but she is so merciful. She wants everyone to enter into the heavenly Jerusalem. She's also the eye of a needle. She does everything, you know, all these stratagems of love just to make all of her children pass. Thank you.
Thank you, sister. Yeah, you're right. When Jesus closes the door, our Blessed Mother opens the window. So there's always a way. You know, you mentioned about how easy we have it, and we really do if we think about that. And that's why we're in kindergarten. But Our Lady in day 31 also says, when your mother speaks, she speaks to enrich you. End quote. So she's not just speaking to speak. She again, it's silence of Mary. But when she does speak, listen. It's like that old commercial. Honey, a button speaks. We listen, or someone listens. Mother, sisters.
Yeah, we could go on to the San Marino sisters now.
They're ready. Great. Hello, San Marino. Sister Teresa. Buonasera.
Buonasera.
Buonasera a tutti.
So what do you think, this month of May, Our Lady? Yeah.
This month of May, I start like usually my meditation about the Book of Mary. And it's like when we say to Jesus, to our Father, give us our daily bread. This is our daily bread, not only for the month of May, but for should be for every day, like Sister Jacinta was suggesting you. And it's true, because this is a book very important, because she teaches us how to live in the divine will. And some people connect this book with the last group of the books of the Book of Heaven. We can split the Book of Heaven in three groups, the first until the number 11, and so the last part until the central part until the 24, and the last part until the number 36. And some people give us a combination with the between the Book of Our Lady with the last three, the last group of the books from the 24 to the 36, because it's a connection with the rounds of sanctification. Our Lady was the full of grace, so she helped us how to do rounds, the rounds in the of the sanctification of the third fiat. And my meditation for these days from day three. And usually I skip the part of this, when the soul speak to Our Lady. I prefer to go directly to my mother. And she say, "My child, listen closely to what your tender mother wishes to tell you. It is my maternal heart that speaks to you, And as I see you wanting to listen closely to what I am about to say, my heart rejoices and feels the certain hope that my child will take possession of the kingdom of the divine will. So I stop now here. And I like to share how much peace and hope she gives to my heart, because she say, only because I want to listen to her, she's sure, she has the big hope that I, like other souls, can have the possession of the divine will. So I ask to myself, how can I do for have this possession? And usually we do with the gospel, meditating the gospel, we have to focus on the verb, the word, the word of the action. We say in Italian, il verbo. And she say, listen closely. I have only to listen. So at the moment that she realized that I am ready to listen, she knows that I can have the possess of the divine will. Why? Because we know that it's only a gift. It's not our ability to receive, to live in the divine will. We only know that we lost this gift. And who gave it to us? Jesus and Mary. So, and they said, it's a gift that now it's time to be ready for receive this gift. And we have to listen, because listening is acquiring also the knowledge of the divine will. And so we know that only listening, also only meditating the rites, meditating not in an intellectual way, but with the heart and with the faith that we are between Jesus and Mary, we can receive this gift. Because she said to us, you will take possession. And possession, yes. So she say also, which I possess within my maternal heart to give to my children. So like I say before, it's a gift. It's her job to give us this gift. And after she finished, therefore, be attentive in listening to my teaching and write all my words within your heart, so that you may always meditate on them and pattern your life after them. And I underline the verb write. And I remember that Jesus say, I never write, because when Jesus, Luisa say, you make me write all these pages, so you never write. And Jesus said, yes, I never write because I know that I have to write in your hands. But there is only one time that in the gospel Jesus write when he was ready to forget the lady, that the man will want to stone her. Is correct? To stone her to death. And at that moment, the gospel say to us that he was writing, not with a pen, but with his fingers on the sand. And I like to think the gospel don't say to us what he was writing, but probably he was writing our sins. It was with only one touch of hands. He's able to cancel all our sins. And what he write to us, the book of heaven. In the book of heaven, we not will have only salvation, but we will receive divine life.
Amen. Everything you said, sister, so beautiful. The only negative thing is that we are out of time, unfortunately, for this session. But we're going to be back, God willing, next week. And remember, Jesus tells us, quote, charity unites the heart, end quote. So please give, if you can, radiomaria.us or 888-408-0201. For a relic card and a beautiful image of our Blessed Mother. Thanks be to God for everything. Thank you, Mother, for your fiat. We'll get into that in another program. And for all the sisters, for your fiats. We need you. We need you desperately. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to Radio Maria. Ciao. Love everyone. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.